Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 6:14, up 6.5 on the open. July, 6:26, up 8.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.67, up 3.5 on the open. July, 5.80, up 4.25. December, 6.23, up 0.5. March, 6.36.5, down 0.5 on the open. May corn opened at 4.03, down 1.5 on the open. July, 4.13, down 1.75. September, 4.21, down 2.5. December, 4.33, down 2.5. March of 2010, 444.5, down 2.25 on the open. May soybeans open at 994, down 1.5 on the open. July, 998, up 2.75. August, 977, up 0.25. September, 937, down 9.25. November, 915, down 8.25. January of 2010, 924, down 8. March of 2010, 928, down 11. In May of 2010, 933, down 11 on the open. May soybean meal open at 306.50, up 50 on the open. July, 304, up a dollar. May soybean oil open at 35, down 32 on the open. July, 35.25, down 33. April live cattle open at 85.85, down 20 on the open. April feeders, 95.40, unchanged. April lean hog, 60.10, down 17.5. And May bellies, 88, down 82.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel. He is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's after calls for the market being up before the bell, it's pretty much been a subdued mixed affair thus far today.
Yeah, they missed the opening calls. The market was trying to go with the higher overnight trade on follow-through buying from last week's gains. But as we approached the opening there, the crude oil market sold off. The stock market was weak. Gold down over 25 cents in that, $25 an ounce. Silver over 50 cents lower. And a stronger U.S. dollar sort of limited the bullish enthusiasm on the open there. So we opened lower, tried to bounce a little bit. Now we're just slightly lower here. I wouldn't be surprised to see a two-sided trade here starting out the weekday.
Short week this week. By Thursday at the close, will prices be higher?
That's a good question. We feel this week is a consolidation week. And in order to get the market to go higher, we think it's going to be two things and two different outlooks. One would be the weather forecast going into Thursday's trade. If the forecast remains wet and cold, corn will be sharply higher at the end of the week from here. Then two, the second factor on the bean side of the equation would be if we see additional bean sales to Asia ahead of the weekend. If that's the case, then old crop beans would continue to lead the soybean complex higher on the bull spread.
Well, the early word on the weather is that we do have wet and cold weather coming in at the end of the week.
Well, that changes every 6 hours, so the trade will live and die by the forecast starting at the end of the week ahead of the three-day weekend in anticipation of what the weather maps will say first part of next week.
Today is the first day that there's this new hedging tool out there at the Chicago Board of Trade, swap contracts for over-the-counter private trades, and it's a little bit confusing, and I'm looking for some clarity on what it all means, and I guess do you feel as though that this tool might increase the volume of trade that we see at the board?
Well, the way I understand it, it's like a basis contract where you have the ability to lock in the basis for, say, like you mentioned, it is over-counter product, so you have to wonder, you know, how that's going to work over time. It's supposed to be somewhat regulated and have some bonds to back it, so it is a viable tool. There will be some commercials that use it. You know, as far as the individual producer or farmer or landowner, they will not use it. So it's mainly geared towards, and who will use it will be your elevators and ethanol plants and maybe some larger livestock feeders.
Does it have then any significant concern for hedgers, you know, to keep an eye on as they make their plans?
Well, I don't believe so as an individual, no.
Okay.
It's a great tool. If you use it, yeah, you can, you know, lock in basis. You know exactly where you are on the basis side of the equation. But the average producer does not use futures. The average producer does not use options. And two, they had a contract on a cash index, you know, tool to use, and that volume is virtually zero. And so I feel this is a viable tool probably for your larger traders or your commercial side. I don't know whether or not it will take off with guns a-blazing and a lot of volume there, but I would be surprised to see huge volume. And probably like the ethanol contracts, we see a couple hundred contracts traded here and a couple hundred traded there.
We're going to have a report on, I believe, Thursday, aren't we? The WASDs are on Thursday?
Yeah, we'll have an update. We'll see how we are on the old crop situation. Early ideas is basically about unchanged numbers. I mean, some analysts are trying to create some news and try to get the public to look at them by changing the numbers a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The big question will be, you know, bean demand, see if they continue to see strong exports to Asia. That will probably be the highlight of the U.S. bean numbers. The highlight of the world bean numbers will be the South American forecast, see if they go ahead and lower the southern hemisphere soybean production. Then the excitement and the benchmark to go from will be our first new crop supply-demand balance sheet. They'll plug in the acreage we saw here last week, use that as a top line, and they'll start to fill in the rest of the supply-demand balance sheet from there on down, and they'll give a lot of analysts some benchmarks to go from.
Did the quarterly grain stocks indicate that they would be doing some stuff on this report with corn?
Well, that's the March stocks report is your main benchmark to get a handle on demand. Also, it gives the speculators an idea of who has the supply of grain and where at. But, yes, it's that quarterly stocks report. There was real no shocker there, so I imagine the usage numbers will be fairly close to what they've been looking at.
What else are you looking at today?
Following the gold market, not so much as a speculative trade or up and down, but an indicator on the confidence of the economy and world economy. A lot of the trade went to the gold market during the uncertainty there. And right now gold's lower here, so if gold continues to drift lower here, we feel that overall world concerns economic-wise are starting to subside.
And is there a level that you're targeting, or are you just looking at a trend?
I think you follow the trend. It's more of a monitor. A lot of analysts tell you to watch the dollar index and watch crude oil and watch this, watch that. But if you really looked at who did what, where the major players went, where the volume was, and who managed or hedged risk, it was in the gold market. If you want to look at the play in through here, the April gold futures, it's the lead contracts, we're in delivery process, but if we go ahead and close where we are now, it indicates that gold has another $20 to $30 to the downside yet.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good. Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Let's look at meteorologist Scott Althoff's extended forecast highlights for the two states. He says some unusually cold air will cause freezing temperatures throughout the Midwest and Deep South both tonight and Tuesday night. The active weather pattern will remain in place through the next 1 to 2 weeks. Temperatures are forecast to move above average once we get through this weekend, which will help dry rates as we head into the middle of April. There is no indication, though, of any substantial or long-lasting drying period. We're going to have some drier and warmer weather in place, or we are going to have planting issues to deal with soon, according to meteorologist Scott Althoff. The current lead, Kansas City May wheat at 6.05 3/4, down 1 3/4. At the Board of Trade, May corn at 4.03 1/2, down 1. July 4.13 1/2, down 1 1/4. December 4.34 1/2, down 1. And May beans 9.90 3/4, now 9.90 1/2, down 5. And November at 9.13 1/2, down 9 3/4. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.